You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis celebrated Mass for the people of Milan on Saturday, reflecting on the Annunciation of Jesus as a message of joy at the peripheries of society. The Holy Father invited the people of Milan to be joyful members of God's people and to avoid speculating on the future of others. Devin Watkins has more.
Two were the questions Pope Francis put to the people of the Archdiocese of Milan gathered for Mass in Monza Park. How can we live the joy of the gospel today within our cities? Is Christian hope possible in this situation, here and now? The Holy Father was reflecting on the difference between the two Annunciation stories in the first chapter of Luke's Gospel, that of John the Baptist, which took place in the inner sanctuary of the temple in Jerusalem, and that of Jesus. He said the Annunciation of Jesus' birth to Mary by the angel Gabriel took place in Galilee, in what he called a peripheral city with a less than excellent reputation. The Pope said the contrast indicates that God's new encounter with his people will occur in places we would not normally expect, on the margins and peripheries. Pope Francis went on to say that finding joy in our daily lives can be a challenge due to other people speculating or taking advantage of us.
Si specula oggi sulla vita,
some people speculate on life, on work, and on the family. They speculate on the poor and migrants, on young people and their future. Rather, the keys to finding joy in our Christian mission, the Pope said, are memory, belonging, and seeing the possible in the impossible.
Evocare la memoria.
He said the first thing the angel Gabriel does is evoke her memory, in this way opening Mary's present to the whole of salvation history. Mary is a daughter of the covenant. This memory, the Holy Father said, allows Mary to recognize her belonging to the people of God. He said Milan is inhabited by a people called to welcome differences and integrate them with respect and creativity, celebrating the newness offered by others. Concluding his remarks, the Pope said,
Come ieri, Dio continua.
As before, God continues to seek men and women capable of believing and capable of remembering, who recognize themselves as belonging to God's people in order to cooperate with the creativity of the Holy Spirit. I'm Devin Watkins.